The Federal Minister for Small Business has been criticised for making a rather unhelpful comment about what he believes to be a growing problem, that all booksellers will be gone within the next 5 years. This was off the back of an announcement from major book chain Angus and Robertson as they laid off some 519 of their employees across the country. Sydney's Glee Books owner David Gaunt says it's not just booksellers that are endangered, but retailers across the country. And having survived the likes of the GST as well as import restrictions, he's still optimistic that
there will always be a solid lot of people who go into their local bookshop because they really, really, really want to. And we're lucky as retailers in that way that people come in not because they have to, but because they want to. But, you know, having said that, there are issues. I'm certainly prepared to acknowledge that. And the industry's got to get its house into better order. If the children and the children's children of the people we're talking about who are loyal bookshop customers are going to support it, because people have been used to coming to bookshops all their lives and will continue to do so, it's no guarantee that today's 15-year-old's going to bother.
Well, I mean, is price going to be the main thing for, you know, the differentiation between online buying and, the shopping, the physical store experience?
Yes.
And that's the biggest danger you'd be facing?
Oh, always. I mean, anybody who shops has to acknowledge that. There are all these stories going about the ski suppliers, bookshops who now charge deposits for people to try on the boots because otherwise they'll go away with the perfect, you know, fit and order them online because, of course, it's cheaper. The fishing tackle, the golf things, the fact that people come into bookshops using smartphones and get the details of books and go and get them 20% cheaper another way. That is exactly what's happening now.
So it's a lot of effort to save a bit of money there.
But it is what's happening. So you've got to be, I think you've got to be clear-eyed about the fact that the industry here has lost ground to online sales sitting outside of Australia. Were less than 5% a couple of years ago, and now it's up over 15 and nudging towards 20. That's a hell of a whack from local businesses.
Well, is something like the Google Books Library project, is that going to end up affecting bookstores as well?
If it means that you can download any book which is out of copyright onto any device that you have or onto your PC and your laptop, then logically, user-friendly the devices become, the more they approximate a book reading experience, then the more probable it is that a number of people, a growing number of people would use a device rather than read a book. I think the issue here is to say, a crystal ball, say, look, in 2 years' time, maybe only 90% of people are used to buy books in Australia in the orthodox way will be doing it. And maybe in 5 years after that, maybe only 80% are. And maybe in 10 years' time, maybe less than 50% are. So what do we do to make a viable publishing and book-selling environment if you think that those things can happen? It's not to say, therefore, that bookshops or publishers are going to disappear. But this is exercising an awful lot of people's minds in a hurry, because it's not like saying in the music industry, let's create music and you can make a living doing that. Authors can't act like that. They are going to need readers, and the best way they are going to be able to find readers for a long time to come is through their books being available through retail outlets, where people who know about the books and care about the books and can talk to the books can make them available. But that won't work if most of our books are wallpaper, because there's no need to buy all of those books that are free from something like a Google Library or any other similar kind of thing.
Well, I was under the impression that the authors in America were also negotiating with Google in order to have their books directly copied online.
Yeah.
They'll publish them that way.
Yeah, and there are people, if you look at Amazon's figures, most of the best-selling authors are self-published, which seems extraordinary until you realise that the price at which their books were sold were, a dollar. Because really their interest as authors was in getting their material out there,
right,
not in making a living from it or hoping that somewhere or other they'd sell a million, at a dollar, and somehow make it through that way. But those things are probably the exception to the rule. And, you know, I mean, the whole industry is based on, and always has been based on, copyright. If there isn't a return for what you've written, then in the end you'll stop writing it. And whether they're going to be e-bookable or whether they're going to be, you know, bought online, or whether, most importantly, they're going to be available through, you know, some worthwhile Australian-based process, then you've still got to find out a way that everyone can make a living from that before you can...
Well, where are booksellers now? I mean, have you reached the point of no return for many?
You know, there are many, many people now who'd ring up an Australian bookshop, and if they're told, no, I haven't got it, but I can get it for you, the question would be, used to be, how long and how much. Now it's, if you haven't got it, don't worry, because I can go online and do it. So that's the challenge for the bookshops of today, is to have an answer to that, to say, actually, I can get it for you tomorrow.
Right.
It's the only industry that I can think of where, now that music doesn't really exist as a retail industry in the same way it used to, where people's expectations are that, A, you'll have a very large range.
Right.
There's a really welcome sense that you're connected to the customer's needs, but at the same time, there's a really high level of demand there, or expectation that you should be able to meet those needs quickly and at a price that works for them.
Entering a physical. Daniel's, you know, hit 30 and all of a sudden realised that, you know, bookstores were a good thing, and they'll start them up again.
Yeah, no, that, that won't happen, but I know what you mean. It's, you know, be careful what you wish for when you say, I just want to make sure that I get things, you know, as cheaply as I can.
Yes.
It will make it hard all through the supply chain. And, you know, authors are as mindful of that as publishers are, but it's booksellers who are seeing it most immediately.
Co-owner of Glee Books, David Gaunt, spoke to Kate Burriston.